Hello, thank you for calling customer support and remaining on the line. My name is Ashley. I'm a floor supervisor here in our fraud department. Tim, I have the pleasure of speaking with today.
This is Carol Armstrong.
Hi, Ms. Armstrong. I'm currently working to pull up the information that was transferred over to me. While I'm getting that done, can I ask you to confirm that address you mentioned earlier, please?
1050 Cedar Creek Road, Swansea, South Carolina, 29160.
Ms. Armstrong, I appreciate your patience. Upon loading all this information, I see that on the 22nd of October, there was one amount paid of $6.97. That's shipping and handling for our Fortitude, which is
I did not order any such product, and this is a brand new ATM card. I don't know how you got it, but I did not order that, and I just opened my bank statement. And as I'm balancing my checkbook, they called me that there was another charge made by your company to my account. So they've stopped that, and they're coming after the $6.97. I didn't order this, nor did I receive anything from your company. I don't even know what it is.
You said that your financial institution has already filed a claim of fraud on the $6.97 and disputed the charge?
They are in the process of doing it as we speak.
Okay. Well, I have double-checked here. Everything is fully canceled. And I do see that the all additional billings had been blocked or declined. So that those won't be further attempted. I understand you are claiming the order is fraudulent. Now,
well,
there
what
was
is this? I mean, I don't have any idea what this is.
Yes, ma'am. I stated that the $6.97 was shipping and handling for our Fortitude Anti-Wrinkle Moisturizer. It's an anti, it reduces fine lines and wrinkles.
Ma'am, I'm 65 years old and my husband just passed away. I'm not interested in any wrinkle cream. And I didn't order this. I've never even heard of it.
Okay. Well, I understand that, what you're stating. However, there was an email used of carolarmstrong1640@gmail.com. Do you know whose that is?
That is my email, but I didn't do that.
There was also a phone number used of 803-497-2987.
That's my cell phone number, but I did not order this.
Okay. And
this is a brand new debit card that you're using. I just got it not even 3 weeks ago. So now I've got to go back to the bank the day before Thanksgiving and pick up another temporary card so they can mail me yet another card. I've never had these troubles before, but somebody's evidently jerking your chain. I didn't order this.
Okay. So give me 1 second. I'm trying to pull some information regarding this order. We have confirmation from United States Postal Service that product was delivered to that address on October 27th at 2:19 p.m.
No, ma'am.
Is there anybody else that checks your mail or has access to your mailbox?
I have two grandsons that live with me, but they don't want wrinkle cream either. They don't check my mail. I normally check it myself.
United States Postal Service has confirmation of delivery to your address. And I understand you are claiming it as fraudulent that you had not submitted the shipping and handling charge. However, with your Visa card company currently processing a dispute against that charge, what we would need to process your claim of fraud on our end is for your bank or financial institution to give us a call back, confirm the dispute has dropped. Looks like all of this order information is lining up to you. So if they in any way deem the charge as valid, it'll result in a charge back, which is going to completely freeze the account and we can't assist past that point. I've notated if you're able to have them call and drop the dispute, we can refund the $697 per your claim of fraud.
They will be contacting you. The Truist Bank has already told me they're going to be contacting you for the
I understand.
$697.
But if they do so to completely finish processing that dispute and it doesn't award in your favor, we're not going to be able to assist past that point. So what I'm explaining for you is to have them call us as soon as you're able and have them drop the dispute.
They're not going to drop the dispute because I didn't make this charge.
Okay. Well, I have everything notated here on the account for you. Were you provided with your cancellation confirmation number?
Yeah, because I certainly don't want any further charges. And the one that he mentioned to me, other than the $697, was some 20. I wrote down on the back of my bank statement. Hold on.
There was a $29.97 attempted today. It didn't go through.
Yeah, well, don't try it again because it's not going to go through.
This account has been completely canceled, so you don't have to worry about any future attempts.
Well, they'll still be coming after the $6.97 because, like I said, I didn't order this.
I understand, and I've explained that we would be happy to assist with your claim of fraud if your financial institution calls to drop the dispute filed. If not, and it goes into a chargeback, ma'am, I'm sorry, but we can't assist past that point. Did you have any other questions or concerns?
What do you mean a chargeback?
That means that the temporary credit they had gifted you to complete that dispute process, if they deem it valid, because the, again, all this order information does line up to you, if they deem the charge valid, thinking you did submit the order, then they're going to pull that temporary credit back from your account, award it back to us, and that's going to completely freeze this account. We won't be able to assist you past that point. That is called a chargeback.
I'm not paying for something I didn't order.
Okay, I've explained. You do as well. I've explained how we could help you.